It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
So many Vermont home gardeners might have to really start all over again after recent flooding. So do you have tips and techniques on how and what to replant for a fall harvest?
Yes. You know, don't give up on your garden yet. Even if it got flooded and you've been able to clean it up, if you have some openings, some spots in there where the zucchini died or where the lettuces used to be, now is the time to do some planting for fall. And there's three groups of plants you can actually get away with planting now and having for September, October. One of them is a little borderline, but especially in warm parts of the states, it would work. Those would be bush beans and summer squash and zucchini. Ideally, you'd have summer squash and zucchini transplants, but if you don't have those, I would even try them still from seed and plant those into those gardens now. The second group that would be a really easy one to do is any of the leafy greens, lettuce, spinach, arugula, Swiss chard, kale, anything like along those lines you can start now. And some nurseries and garden centers do have transplants of those still available that can help you out, give you a little jump on the season. And the last group are some of the root crops, carrots and beets and radishes. You know, you want to be looking for short season varieties like Mokum and Napoli carrot, for example, and those can be planted now. Put down another layer of compost, plant all these plants in there, and then the key thing to do is to cover them. And I would use a material called micro mesh. And what it does is it keeps the insects out, keeps the animals out, but you can see through it and see what's going on in there. You can water through it, the light gets through, no problem. And then later in the season, as we get into September, maybe October, then you might want to use something like a floating row cover to protect them from frost, because the micro mesh won't do that. I think if you do that and you can grow almost all of those underneath those mesh, you could have some great crops for this September and October and make up for all the things that you lost.
Oh, wow, that's very cool. Here's a question from Rachel. Rachel writes, I live in a ranch-style house that slopes away on one side. Because it's a small lot, this eastern-facing slope is my primary location for a flower bed and a curated meadow. Rachel says, I'd like to plant something along the drip line that can take the snowfall from the roof in the winter and not be destroyed by rain runoff in the summer. Maybe a ground cover or ideally something taller since it's at the back of the bed?
If it's literally right on the drip line or very close to the drip line, as she was saying, snow and ice in the winter is going to crush it, and the rain in the summer is going to erode it away. So it's not a great place to live. Go with more of the herbaceous perennials. And I would go with lower growing plants that are bushy. So things like lady's mantle and brunera and geraniums and daylilies. All of these plants probably can take some rain coming off the roof and survive that and still grow. And if you can move the plants even a foot or two away from that actual drip line, because it literally is a line, that's going to help them out too.
Oh, this next one, mostly not a question, but something that we've noticed, a new invasive weed discovered in the Burlington area. I know, Charlie, we've talked about lots of other invasives before, like goutweed and Japanese knotweed. But can you talk a bit about pale swallowwort and what folks should be looking out for?
Yes, pale swallowwort. This is a weed that's just discovered in the Burlington area, but actually is all over New England already. We're the last to get it. So not a big surprise that it showed up here. It has a 5-foot-long vine that grows very aggressively, and it produces pink-purple little star-shaped flowers. So it kind of looks a little cute, and you might think, oh, that's kind of a nice, cute little plant. Maybe it's a native. It's not. It's invasive. It'll take over. It's got a latex sap in it that can be toxic to butterflies, for example. It could crowd out other plants, so you really want to get rid of it. The best way to do that is to identify it properly, and the best place to go to do that is vtinvasives.org and try to get rid of the pale swallowwort before it becomes a big problem in your garden.
If you've got questions, then send them to us, vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and submit your question in the post. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.